The Premier League title race is blown wide open. Rowdy's loan business, the World Soccer Report meets its first collab, and more right here on the World Soccer Report.
It is time for the Rowdy's Rundown and World Soccer Report with Buster DeLay as we go over all of what's happening in the world of soccer. And here is your host, Buster DeLay.
And welcome to the World Soccer Report. Before I get into the show, I'd like to shout out my good friends over at the Goal Hour podcast. I was recently featured on their lovely show, which talks all about the coolest soccer news from all around the world in a free-flowing conversation style. Check out the Goal Hour podcast wherever you get your podcasts by searching up their name, The Goal Hour, and at The Goal Hour Pod on Instagram, all one word. Thank you again to Jared and Camilo for having me on the show. As you may know, the Rowdies recently acquired Jake LaCava on loan from the New York Red Bull organization. After signing a new contract with the Tampa Bay Rowdies, English forward Jordan Adebayo-Smith has repaid the favor to Red Bull as he moves on loan from Tampa to the New York Red Bulls too. Jordan is a player who can definitely benefit from a loan spell. He was very good last season, but hopefully he will be on track to even more greatness after gaining experience and hopefully goals with New York. Just not against the Rowdies, please. Jordan Adebayo-Smith scored 4 goals last season in the 2021 USL Championship. 2 goals against his new club, New York Red Bulls 2, 1 goal against the Pittsburgh Riverhounds, and 1 very memorable strike against Hartford Athletic as he finally beat a seemingly unstoppable Jeff Caldwell. We all wish you the best of luck, Jordan. More Rowdies preseason news. The Green and Gold put up a good fight against MLS club Orlando City. However, they lost 3-1. The Rowdies' goal was scored by Jake LaCava, who, with this goal, now has 2 preseason goals. Hopefully this is a sign of good things to come. Plus, El Capitan Sebastian Guenzatti set him up for a future partnership, maybe? Over in the good old English Premier League, there is never a dull moment. Recently, Manchester City went from cruising at the top of the league to being stormed down by Liverpool, who are 6 points behind last year's champions. The key? Liverpool have a game in hand against Leeds United. If the Reds can pull off a victory at Anfield, they will be only 3 points behind Manchester City. City have Antonio Conte to blame for the situation. Yes, monster under my bed, he is the Spurs manager. Side note, it's good to see the monster back. It's been a few episodes. Spurs did in fact wallop City in the Etihad in my worldwide game of the week. For starters, Manchester City haven't lost a home game in a really long time, but guess who didn't care a single bit about that? A manager who has not been in the greatest form, Antonio Conte. It does help that both Harry Kane and Sung Yung-min were having stellar games, so with the groundwork set, begin the analysis. Only 4 minutes in, the first goal was dispatched courtesy of Dejan Kulusevski's first Premier League strike. The Swedish prodigy was set up for the easiest goal he will ever tap in, thanks to the unselfishness of Son, who measured his run towards Ederson to perfection before squaring the ball across the box to a hungry Kulusevski. Hugo Lloris was brilliant, and probably the reason Spurs were able to defend the 21 shots City fired at them. Only 4 were on target, but you get the point. However, the French shot stopper was also the reason Ilkay Gundogan was able to poach a tap-in after Lloris's spill allowed him a free shot. No worries were shed around the Tottenham ranks, because after all, when you have Harry Kane, why would you ever worry? The goal-scoring engine of Harry Kane was tuned to perfection in the 59th minute. He would even go on to have another goal chopped off for an offside call. In the closing seconds of the game, drama unfolded, as it always seems to do. Christian Romero was deemed, by all of the Manchester City players of course, to have blocked a shot with his hand as he slid in to defend it, and the referee agreed to the City protest to award a penalty, which was dispatched with perfection by Riyad Mahrez. Under the pressure he was facing, you'll struggle to see a better penalty ever hit. Remember the Bergwijn situation Tottenham pulled off a few weeks back? They have done it again. This time, it was Harry Kane who stole all 3 points for Tottenham, as many Spurs fans had probably turned their broadcasts off in frustration. Fear not, my Spurs fans, you can celebrate. As a Liverpool fan, I would love to have Harry Kane's autograph after that one, because we're catching up. What a game. Speaking of Liverpool, they dodged a big scare against Norwich. Milo Rashica's deflected shot off of Joao Matip not only opened the scoring for the underdogs, but also made him the first player from Kosovo to score a Premier League goal. Liverpool bounced back with three tremendous goals. A bicycle kick from Sadio Mane, sweet feet from Mohamed Salah, and a lovely chip with his weak foot by Luis Diaz for the Colombian's first goal for the club. This last goal was started by a wonderful pass from Jordan Henderson. Goalkeeper Alisson was also very good. He even got an assist on Salah's wonderful goal. Manchester United also played an exciting game against Leeds. Captain and former Neil Collins centre-back partner Harry Maguire headed United in front in the 34th minute. Right before halftime, in the 5th minute of stoppage time, Bruno Fernandes put United 2 up. However, in the 53rd and 54th minute, Leeds brought two quick-fire goals back. The first one was definitely a cross from Rodrigo Moreno, which curled with the wind over De Gea, who himself was very good on the day. The second goal was from a beautiful dribble by Daniel James against his former club, which was capped off by a finish from the electric Brazilian Rafinha. United took 16 minutes to respond, but oh boy did they. Fred lashed an effort in past Melier, then in the 88th minute, Anthony Elanga scored to ensure all 3 points were going back to Manchester. PSG took a heavy loss to Nantes, who lashed the League One leaders 3-1. It was 3-0 by halftime, then 3-1 shortly after, with a Neymar goal. I thought the comeback could possibly be on, but Nantes held them well. Alban Lafont capped off a man-of-the-match performance with a penalty saved against Neymar as well. Bayern were caught by last-placed Greuther Fürth at halftime, as Branimir Hrgota's free kick took a deflection on its way past Sven Ulreich. However, Bayern, being the champions they are, stormed back to win 4-1, with a brace from Robert Lewandowski, an own goal from Fürth's centre-back Sebastian Griesbeck, and a stoppage-time insurance goal from Erik-Maxim Choupo-Moting, who also bagged an assist after coming on as a substitute at halftime. The US women's national team thrashed New Zealand 5-0, with the strangest thing happening. A perfect hat-trick, left foot, right foot, and header, of own goals from the same player. One in the 5th minute, one in the 6th minute, and one in the 36th minute. Ashley Hatch and Mallory Pugh were the other two players to get on the score sheet for the US women's national team. Dortmund smashed Gladbach 6-0, while Red Bull Leipzig put on a second-half show, defeating Hertha Berlin 6-1 in a game which featured 6 second-half goals between the two teams. Karim Adeyemi has confirmed his move to Dortmund. The young German striker has electrifying pace and a very good shot and dribble to take defenders on with. This will be very exciting if he can partner with Daniel Malen and Erling Haaland in the right way. Young Portuguese winger Gabriel Carvalho is joining Atletico Madrid. The 18-year-old is joining on a free deal. Brazilian defender Luis Felipe joins Real Betis from Lazio, also for a free. And Red Bull Leipzig get one more keeper. German goalkeeper Janis Blachwijk is set to join the German Giants on a free as well. Be sure to follow my Instagram account, at World Soccer Report. That's at symbol World Soccer Report, all one word. And if you were listening in on the radio, be sure to check out my Spotify show archives by searching up The World Soccer Report, not all one word. While you are there, check out the link in my Spotify description to learn how you can support the show. Thank you for listening, and as always, thank you to Radio St. Pete Online for being my home base here on the show. This has been The World Soccer Report, and I'll see you at the game.